بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Good day, everyone. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program, and Sheikh Karim is over here to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
So, paying visit to the shrine of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam has so many benefits and blessings. But are there any worldly benefits and blessings for visiting the shrine of Imam al-Hussein or not, Shaykh?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, visiting the holy shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, is unique in terms of its both worldly benefits and also the benefits related to the hereafter. And we can claim that the ziyarah of, no other imam is compared to the ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in terms of the rewards. And if our dear listeners are interested, they can refer to the books of hadith, and more especially to Kamil al-Ziyarat in the section related to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and to see, and to read some narrations. And I'm sure that they would be surprised about the greatness and value and the rewards for paying visit to the holy shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So, there are some narrations talking about the worldly benefits and blessings of ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So I will share some narrations in this regard from the Imams of the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam. Now, one of the, divine blessings, which is related to a worldly benefit, is a kind of increase in a person's sustenance and barakah and blessings. There is a narration from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam in which he says, فَإِنَّ مُرُوا شِعَتَنَا بِزْيَارَةِ قَبْرِ الْحُسَيْنِ. Now, this term is repeated in some other narrations as well. مُرُوا شِعَتَنَا, command, and instruct our Shia to go and to visit the grave of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And then Imam enumerates some of the blessings. فَإِنَّ إِتْيَانَهُ يَزِيدُ فِي الرِّزْقِ. If you go to visit Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's shrine, it will increase your sustenance. And of course, we have discussed in the past that a rizq in the narration should not only be limited to the worldly sustenance, it also includes spiritual sustenance as well. So it increases your sustenance. وَيَمُدُّ فِي الْعُمُرِ. It would increase your lifespan. وَيَدْفَعُ مَدَافِعَ السُّوءِ. It would remove from you some afflictions. So this is one narration in Kamil al-Ziyarat, volume 1, page 151. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, زُورُ الْحُسَيْنِ وَلَوْ كُلَّ سَنَى. Try to visit Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's shrine, even if it is once each year. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مَنْ أَتَاهُ عَارِفًا بِحَقِّهِ غَيْرَ جَاحِدٍ لَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ عِوَضٌ غَيْرُ الْجَنَّةِ. A person who visits Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam while he has or she has the true knowledge of the rights of the Imam, then the reward is nothing but the paradise. وَرُزِقَ رِزْقًا وَاسَحًا. And they will be given a great and abundant sustenance.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first point. The second point is immunity from different, dangers and various afflictions. This is another worldly benefit for ziyarah of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Again, this narration begins by the phrase مُرُوا شِيعَتَنَا بِزْيَارَةِ الْحُسَيْنِ ابْنِ عَلِي عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. Command our Shia to go and visit the holy grave of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And then Imam enumerates some blessings. فَإِنَّ زِيَارَتَهُ تَدْفَعُ الْهَمْ وَالْغَرَقْ وَالْحَرَقْ وَأَكْلَ السَّبُعْ وَزِيَارَتُهُ مُفْتَرَدٌ عَلَى مَنْ أَقَرَّ لِلْحُسَيْنِ بِالْإِمَامَةِ. If you visit Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you immune from, be killed by various afflictions, like by being burned by fire, or being drowned, for example, in the sea or in a river, or by damaging, or by wild animals, and so on and so forth. So one of the benefits of ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is to be immune from various kinds of dangers. The other point is about the fact that, as I mentioned, the ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam would increase the lifespan of the pilgrims. And also, based on some explicit narrations, the times that a person spends for visiting Imam Hussein alayhi salam is not considered as his lifespan. Meaning that, imagine you are going to spend 10 days, these 10 days are not considered as your lifespan. As Imam Rida alayhi salam said, he narrates Imam Sadiq alayhi salam as saying, إِنَّ أَيَّامَ ذَائِرِ الْحُسَيْنِ لَا تُحْسَبْ مِنْ أَعْمَارِهِمْ وَلَا تُعَدُّ مِنْ آجَالِهِمْ. The days that the pilgrims of Hussein are spending, going to the ziyarah and coming back, are not considered as part of their lifespan. Meaning that, imagine you're going to live for, 60 years. Mm-hmm. These 10 days are added to 60 years. It's not, counted as part of your lifespan. Or again, Imam al-Baqir and Imam Sadiq alayhim salam both have said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزْ عَوَّضَ الْحُسَيْنِ مِنْ قَتْلِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Imam Hussein alayhi salam some rewards because of the way he was martyred. One of them that is that أَنَّ الْإِمَامَ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِ. Imamate continued through Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We know that all the nine Imams of the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam, from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam all the way to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, are from the children of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The second one is الشفاء في تربته. The only torba that we are allowed to consume, of course, a very little amount of it, is the torba of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a healing feature and property to this torba. وَإِجَابَةَ الدُّعَىٰ عِنْدَ قَبْرِهِ. If you supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala next to the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, then your prayers are answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تُعَبْدُ أَيَّامُ ذَائِرِهِ جَائِيًا وَرَاجِعًا مِنْ عُمْرِهِ. The days that you're spending going to visit and coming back, they are not considered from your lifespan. This is mentioned in Wasa'il al-Shia, volume 30, page 423. In another narration we read, مَنْ سَرَّهُ أَنْ يَنْظُرَ إِلَى اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَتَكُونَ عَلَيْهِ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَهُولُ الْمُتَّلَحِ فَلْيُكْثَرْ زِيَارَةَ قَبْرِ الْحُسَيْنِ. If you remember, and our dear listeners remember, in one of the previous episodes, we talked about Sakaratul Maut, the agonies of death. Yes. The difficulties, the difficult experiences that people are, those who are about to die, they will experience before death. And then, as I mentioned in that session, one of the ways that through which we can get rid of these Sakaratul Maut is to visit Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So according to this narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, if you want to have an easy experience at the time of death and to get rid of those sakaratul maut, and if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to look at you on the day of judgment, of course, spiritually speaking, then you need to go and visit Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam as much as you can. فَإِنَّ زِيَارَةَ الْحُسَيْنِ زِيَارَةُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَمْ. If you visit Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, it is as if you have visited the Prophet, Kamilu Ziyarat, volume 1, page 149. And there are so many other narrations.
It doesn't necessarily, Shaykh, mean that these are given to you. for example, you can, for example, visit to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. You must not expect Imam al-Hussein to answer your dunyavi, or they are not answered and they must not be answered. Our intention is something else.
Yeah, but and also, as I mentioned, one of the conditions, yes, for all these blessings is to know the rights of the Imams of the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam, and to do, mm-hmm, this ziyarah out of ma'rifa and out of knowledge. Now, having said that, let me share some narrations about some other benefits of ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, those which are mainly spiritual, and these are the ones that matter the most compared to the worldly blessings. So one of them is what is mentioned in so many narrations is about the forgiveness of our sins. Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam said, أدنى ما يثاب به زائر أبي عبد الله بشتى الفرات إذا عرف حقه وحرمته وولايته أن يغفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. The least reward that is given to the pilgrims of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, of course, those who visit the Imam with the conditions, that is, you know, the value and the status and the rights and the guardianship wilayah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, then the least reward is that your sins are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or, for example, in another narration we read, and this is a very long narration in which Imam al-Rida alayhi salam talks to Rayyan ibn Shabib, a very famous companion of the Imam, and the famous narration that Imam tells him that Ibn Shabib in kunta bakiyan li shay'in fabkil al-Husayn ibn Ali alayhi salam. Oh, Ibn Shabib, if you are going to shed tears for anything, then shed tears for Husayn ibn Ali. Then Imam refers to some of the tragedies in the land of Karbala, فَإِنَّهُ ذُبْحَ كَمَا يُذْبَحُ الْكَبْشِ. He refers to how Imam Husayn alayhi salam was slaughtered. وَقُتِلَ مَعَهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ ثَمَانِيَةَ عَشَرَ رَجُلًا. 18 people from his family members were also martyred. مَا لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ شَبِهُمْ. No one even resembled them on the earth. وَلَقَدْ بَكَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرَضُونَ قَتْلِهِ. And the heavens and the earth, they shed tears for the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Of course, again, it doesn't mean that it happened physically speaking. Then Imam al-Rida alayhi salam addressed Ibn Shabib, Rayyan ibn Shabib, إن بكيت على الحسين حتى تسير دموعك على خديك غفر الله لك كل ذنب أذنبته. If you shed tears for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your sins, صغيراً كان أو كبيراً, major sins or minor sins, قليلاً كان أو كثيراً, little or many. يا ابن شبيب إن سرك أن تلقى الله عز وجل ولا ذنب عليك فزور الحسين. أو عبد الله أو ريان ابن شبيب, if you are happy to meet Allah سبحانه وتعالى on the day of judgment while you are not having any sin under your shoulder, then visit Imam الحسين عليه السلام's shrine. يا ابن شبيب إن سرك أن تسكن الغرف المبنية في الجنة مع النبي وآله فلحن قتلة الحسين. If you want to reside in paradise with the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, we know that there are so many ranks in paradise. So Imam says that if you want to be with the Prophet and his family members in paradise, then curse those who killed Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. يا ابن شبيب إن سرك أن يكون لك من الثواب مثل ما لمن استشهد مع الحسين فقل متى ما ذكرته يا ليتني كنت معهم. This part is very interesting.
Yes.
Imam says that, Ibn Shabib, if you want to have the reward of those people who were martyred with Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Now imagine, we are talking about the most righteous people, those companions of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam who were martyred with him, and also his family members like Abbas, Aliun al-Akbar, Aliun al-Asghar, Qasim, and his close companions. We know how great they were. Imam Rida alayhi salam, addressing Rayyan ibn Shabib, says that if you want to have the same reward of such people, then whenever you remember Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, say that Ya laytani kuntu ma'akum fa'afuda fawdan azima. Of course, you believe in this phrase that I wish I was with you and with your companions. I wish I was with them so that I could also reach such great salvation. Ibn Shabib, إن سرك أن تكون معنا في الدرجات العلى من الجنان. Ibn Shabib, if you want to be with us in the greatest levels of the paradise, فحذر لحزننا وفرح لفرحنا. Then be sad whenever we are sad because of our sadness, and be happy because of our happiness. وعليك بولايتنا. Try to follow our wilaya, our guardianship, and love the Ahlul Bayt. And then the Imam says a very powerful phrase about the concept of love and hub. فَلَوْ أَنَّ رَجُلًا أَحَبَّ حَجَرْ حَجَرًا لَحَشَرَهُ اللَّهُ مَعَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. If a person loves even a piece of a stone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring them together, resurrect them together on the Day of Judgment. Meaning that if you truly love the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, then on the Day of Judgment you will be with the Ahlul Bayt. This is in Wasa'il al-Shia, volume 14. Page 502. So these are just some narrations, some worldly benefits and some rewards which are related to the hereafter, as related to the ziyarah and visiting the holy shrine of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Okay. Thank you, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration. For sure, paying visit to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam has barakah and blessings. And, you know, so the most important thing is the purification of the soul. I mean, through this paying visit, it's kind of a spiritual wafering. And this is the best, I think, risk, spiritually speaking, that Imam al-Hussein's, we can say, and paying visit to Imam al-Hussein can bring into your life. It was very kind of you, Sheikh. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much to the listeners for being with us on iRib English Radio, the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين